Just one halakha in the laws of Mukseh that we're learning. So Akaba Bayad discusses different food items that might fall into the category of a Mukseh. Here he talks about kemach matzah, which is flour. Flour that they're using to make for the matzah, let's say. So he says it's not Mukseh, because you can take the flour and mix it with sugar. And since you can mix it with sugar, you can eat it. That's Yakut Yosef Shabbat Bet on page Shin Lamitet. They talk about coffee. The grinds. The instant coffee, let's say. You want to take it and you want to move them. Or the regular coffee beans. Well, coffee beans, maybe not. But the crushed coffee, says, even not the one that's instant. The regular coffee that normally they percolate, which you can't percolate on Shabbat, he says, since you can mix it with sugar, the old timers used to do that, mix it with sugar, and they would eat it. And therefore he says, Afkat kafe mutal taltela kishar ochlim. Like the Maharib Parachi brings down in Ginat Veradin, in Ora Chaim Klal Gimal Siman Gimal. Why? Because you can eat it. He says, if you put sugar in it, for example. And not only that, but the instant coffee today, there's ways to make it on Shabbat. And therefore, of course, it was roasted already. And in Bishul, Ahad Bishul, so therefore, that coffee is not going to be Mukseh. He discusses over here, which was a question we had, a raw egg. So he writes, Betzah Chaya, l'ish muteret betiltul. Mepnesh shiri'uya legom'ah chaya. There are people that eat raw eggs. It is la'ui. Let's say for Hazan or somebody like that. So Hazor Abadiyah Shabbat Chele Gimel Amud Kuf Yud Aleph is lenient when it comes to that as well. So again, we gave a few cases over here of non-mukseh foods because they can be eaten. Number one, we said kemach matzah, afkat kafe, and we gave betzah haya. Now we discussed over yirakot she'enam re'uyim la'achila, foodstuffs that you cannot eat, let's say, without a bishul. For example, a potato. Potato, people don't eat raw. The only way to eat it is through cooking it. So the Menuchat Ahavah wrote in the Chenek Aleph Amud Resh Peh, Mutal l'taltela b'Shabbat. It's still permissible. Why? Listen, a person might not eat it like a ta'ila without cooking it, but if he has no choice, so he'll eat it. So therefore, Ayyidei Adahak, he says, okay. However, Yalkut Yosef writes, She'en ze barur shiru'im nukhlam Ayyidei Adahak, ונכון בזה להחמיר ושכן הסכים על עד הראשון לציון. כמה רגע argued on the מנוחת האהבה on this, and he held that a potato, it's not so פשוט they can eat על ידי הדחק, and therefore he held that a potato indeed is going to be, a raw potato that is going to be מוקסה. Last point, בצד שיש בה דם. Let's say you have an egg, and it has blood in the center, in the yellow. שהיא אסורה באכילה, מותר לטלטלה, it's still not מוקסה, because you give it to a dog, you can give it to an animal to eat, and anyway, most of the eggs today are not mated; they're done, under the lamp. And therefore, that blood really is not a issued in the first place. And therefore, technically, it would be permissible. That's what Halikot Olam writes in Chalegim al Amud Reshtal Chazur Vajas Shabbat Chalegim al Amud Reshkavah. So again, an egg. Even if you cracked it open and you see a blood spot, we're not going to say that it's mukseh because we're not ulachilat behema. Chavot.